Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to.
Wow. Are we outnumbered today?
Yes, we are.
Six to
But it's good
to
looking
two.
In here, so we're good.
All right? Six to
Normally
two.
Normally it's just really ugly in
we,
here.
We have the founding members of SAW and four minions. SAW minions.
SAW minions?
They're some of the most popular and active members of the SAW group, to be honest, I would have to say.
There are those who contribute and those who take.
I reached out to Sherry last night. I said I want some guests on for the show, some SAW group and some female perspective. And she managed to rustle up six of them.
Wow.
So right now on the mic, we have Sandy and Sherry. So you guys had your party at Ron Sousa's place yesterday. How'd it go?
It went great.
Yeah?
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah? Anybody get stupid? Yeah? That's okay.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Gail's laughing over there. Sure, Gail?
We played a lot of fun games.
Nice.
For the door prize that you donated.
Gotcha. Cool.
Who won it? We want to play one with you today.
Who won it? You won the door prize? God dang. That's good.
Bernadette won a lifetime membership to SAW.
Nice.
It's our first lifetime member.
Nice. So, without further ado, I want SAW to talk about what's coming up for 2016, and then I have a pissed-off Second Amendment rant for New Jersey after that, and I want everybody to chime in. And as we take breaks, the ladies are going to be rotating through this show.
It's kind of like musical chairs.
I want them to talk about their experience with guns and how they're perceived and with other people, you know, the other... soccer moms or whatever the case may be, except for you, Jen. Okay, so let's hit it. What do you guys got going on? I know you have a lot of stuff planned. You've been here this week a couple of times. What's the deal, ladies?
It's been a very busy week with SAW events. We have one more before the end of the year. We have an urban pistol class coming up on December 28th. It's full.
Okay.
We have eight women coming for that class, which I believe is your maximum.
Yes.
So I'm very excited about that.
Eight people with an urban pistol class. That's
eight
really
women.
Cool. What happened? Mic problems?
Yeah, that's all right.
Pissing me off. Anyway, so what's going on in 2016?
So for 2016, we have a...
You could have ignored that.
No.
It's radio, dude.
No, go ahead.
First step pistol. Still spots open January 13th here with your staff here at the range.
You had asked me a question. The NRA is moving towards what they call blended learning now. I'm not an advocate of it. I was very vocal against it.
What is blended learning?
Tell you in a second. I was very against it when I was on the education training board. And then when nominations came up, I wasn't renominated to the education
and training board. On the education and training board. Now we know why.
Blended learning. Go online. Take your NRA First Steps pistol class and then find an instructor for the live fire portion of the shooting.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Crap. And what's going to happen is other states that use the NRA training for carry permits and stuff are going to say, we're not going to honor it. I know it's going to happen.
Right.
It's just a way for the NRA to take more control and take more money, but that's what are you going to do? But so what else do you have going on? You must have a bunch of other stuff. I see your organization's growing. There was a lot of new faces here on Monday or Tuesday
Monday.
Night? Monday night?
We're getting between 15 and 20 people on our meetups. It's not always the same people, and we had six new shooters on Monday night.
Wow.
People
you should have
saw
the faces walking out, too. They looked extremely happy
always
and excited.
Happy, doesn't
we want everybody to go out with a smile, as long
yeah.
as they leave smiling. So we have another meetup January 25th here. That's going to be we have one every month here. We'll be posting those on the website, www.sawshootingclub.com.
Sawshootingclub.com, if you don't have social media or if you're banned from Facebook.
Yes, and we are on Facebook as well, where we post our events.
You guys have a private group, too, for women only, right?
Yes, we have the public page and the private group.
Okay, so there's also a private page. So any women who are interested can go on to the private page if you have some questions that you might want to ask. I mean, this is a lady's perspective. There's other women's groups out there that are headed by men, and I've always been against that because I think it's better to have the female perspective. Who better to be in charge of the organization
right.
than females?
Right.
I don't understand, you know, how a man could address women's issues. So,
you guys do a great job, women teaching women.
The NRA is calling me, by the way.
That's good.
Go ahead.
As we speak. Their ears were burning. Yeah. But you guys really do a great job because I know my wife would was really shy about taking instruction from a man, and she's not like Susie Wallflower. She heads a very large company, but she just she didn't feel comfortable.
Right. Sometimes it's just taking your first shots in the range with all the other women, and then from there you can go on and take. You have great staff here at the range.
Thank you.
You know, but just those first steps when you come into the range and you've never shot before, it's nice to have other women in the ports next to you and helping you.
And sometimes, and don't take this the wrong way, but sometimes guys like to hang out with guys and women like to hang out with women. Mm-hmm. And that's my wife's biggest complaint sometimes is that, you know, again, being a female executive, there aren't too many female executives around, especially small business owners. And she longs for that. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes guys do the same thing. I mean, not that we, you know, well, he gets together and burps with people, but, you know, you feel a little bit more comfortable sometimes. Right. Just, you know, with each other. And you can, I'm sure what happens is you share things amongst each other that you normally, about work and about family. And, right. And it's not just always about guns, right?
Right. It's become a really close group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's nice also about this urban class that we have coming up on Monday the 28th is that it's all women. It's a group of all women. I remember when I took my urban classes here, you know, years ago, I was, except for one exception, when I met Sandy, I was the only female in the class. And I still got a lot out of the class, but, it, you know, there were things that come up. For example, I've mentioned to you before, I couldn't fit all the ammo in my pockets because they were tiny women jean pockets. So there's things, it's fun to be with a group of women.
I'm sure that, again, a woman might be in a class with a man instructor, and there's questions that she might not feel comfortable asking, so that's why these guys are such a valuable resource, and I think it's a great thing. You guys, it's not only guns, by the way. They have self-defense seminars.
Yes.
And the meetups and the rental guns. Somebody was looking for a Glock. You know, we have all our guns on the rental wall. We let everybody use them, if whatever they want to try out with the guns while they're here, so it's just a great thing. What else is going on? So 16 is going to be exciting for you guys. I have big plans for 16 as well. I will be announcing everything about January 17th or so. I'm going to be announcing there's going to be a lot of big changes at this place, so you'll see. Coming soon to a range near you. What else? Sandy Muldoon, talk a little bit. You're remaining silent over there. You're pissing me off.
Well, I have a microphone. I have a microphone now.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with the variety of people that we're seeing at the meetups and at our events. It's not, we have our core group, the same old faces, but while she had six new people in the port, I had someone who was taking a first steps, and I haven't seen these people before. It's just great to see new people coming in. Like, there's no shortage of new women to come in and learn how to shoot.
Even though it's not your fault, you're female, right?
It's not my fault. I'm a female, no.
And we're referring to the orange police detective who said it wasn't her fault she's female, that he had to deny her getting a pistol permit.
If you're too short, you can't handle it.
And when we come back, I'm going to segue into something that transpired between Sherry and I earlier in the week. I hate this music, by the way.
Good.
I should be happy. This is like the first holiday in 3 years where I'm not buying gifts for Miss Shitbird and her son and Detective Shitbird and his three kids. So that's a beautiful thing.
Gotta go. Bye. For over 20 years, Attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law, an unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth, author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. As we were talking about Ron Sousa, he let the ladies use his place gratis. How nice is his place, though, really?
It's incredibly nice.
Right, and the meeting rooms, it holds up to 70 mm-hmm. people. It probably holds more. So I want to thank Ron, MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites. I rent space from Ron on his new road location, which he's converting to executive suites mm-hmm. as well. He was here last week. He's just a great stand-up guy.
And he is.
Anything we ask him for, he's there for us. I didn't meet Liberty yet, his new pooch, but hopefully pretty soon. He came in and bought one of the gift packs for his secretary, and he
right.
wants you to give the class,
right.
Sandy, so which is cool.
Gladly.
So thank Ron and MontvilleOffice.com. Get your loser ass out of the barista bar or your mom's basement, and for as little as $55 a month, you can have a professional environment to conduct your business, okay? And your mom can still do your clothes and make meatloaf for you on Monday nights, and no one
you
will know.
You can eat Cheetos.
And Cheetos, whatever you got to do.
Cheetos.
So, Sherry, what's the game you're going to get me with here?
So last night, in order to give away the door prizes, one that was donated by you, that wonderful basket, the range basket.
Nice.
Sandy actually came up with a couple of very fun and interesting games. One of them was Two Truths and a Lie. So everybody had to tell Sandy and I two truths and a lie. We had to figure out which one was the lie. So we want to play that game with you.
Hit me.
I'm going to give you three statements, and I don't know, do we win anything? If
whatever you want.
Okay.
I'll give you something.
Do you win anything?
I don't
care. Here? What are you kidding? We don't
all
have
right,
a budget
so these are the
that.
Three statements, and you have to figure out which one is the lie.
Go ahead.
Sandy bought her second gun for me. There was a warrant out for my arrest. First time I met Sandy, she was carrying a gun in her yoga pants.
Okay, I'm going to say false, true, true.
You got it right.
You got it right.
Wow. I'm good.
You are very good.
You owe me something now.
I do.
Nice.
We'll be on your show for
when
free.
When did I tell you there was a warrant out for my arrest? Or was that just a guess?
I don't know.
Okay.
You've been through just as much as I've been through, so I'm sure there was a warrant out for your arrest.
I forgot about that.
Yes. I just, when the Morris County Prosecutor's
Wait,
Office comes in
littering.
Here,
for
I just assume the position.
Just go up against the wall.
Yeah, whatever.
What
hey, guys, how are you? I just turned around, put my hands
right.
behind my back.
Mine was actually for littering in Passaic on a house that I didn't own anymore.
For littering.
Yeah.
Like Alice's restaurant.
Yes, I applied for my FID transfer, my card, my address change when I moved to a different town. And it came back pretty quick, but the officer called me and said, I have some news for you. And I was in my car, you know, I had him on the Bluetooth or whatever, the speaker. I pulled over and he said, yeah, you know, I can't give it to you yet because there's a warrant out for your arrest. He's like, are you at work? And I said, no, because when I worked at Ramsey Outdoor, he used to come in yeah. as one of the customers. He's like, are you at work? I said, no. He said, well, you're going to go to Passaic today. I said, I am? He's like, yep, you're going down to the Passaic Police Department today. That's how I found out. I had to pay my bail, and they told me they wouldn't handcuff me. They thought I
wow.
was tame.
For littering.
Yeah.
You're wow. serious.
Yeah.
You know,
did they make you sit on the Group W bench and everything? Oh, my.
No, but goodness. I had to go. I had a court date, actually, and that's a whole other story.
That's
but.
Right. For littering. Is a,
so Sherry had a great cool. idea. She wanted to have shirts made, Sandy. The front says, Dear Officer, it's not my fault I'm female, with the bullseye target in the
wow,
center.
Wow, okay.
And then all the 2A groups would be represented on the back of the shirt. So
right.
her and I were talking, and we were talking about the hate and animosity between some of the 2A groups in New Jersey. And there's three neutral organizations, as far as I'm concerned. It's the SAW Group, Gun for Hire / Gun for Hire Radio, and New Jersey SafeCon, John Willett's yep. organization.
Right.
I haven't even spoken to John about this. Sorry, John, I'm blindsided you. But us three organizations would like to invite the following organizations for a roundtable discussion on Gun for Hire Radio after the first of the year. I want them all in here. I will hand out free daggers or trench knives or whatever.
Nice.
And I'll gas everybody in the room. I don't care. That's right. So the organizations are the Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Ownership, Owners, CNJFO, Citizens for Safer New Jersey, NJ2AS, ANJRPC.
Scott Buck.
Yes, and the NRA. Because as a neutral
entity...
Can you
separate those two, the NRA?
Yes,
and-
I can, because we have the NRA lobbyist, and we have Chris Rogasta, who's the ILA rep.
Okay.
So, yes, we can separate them. Because as a middleman, as the guy that tries to be friendly with everybody, because I only care about the common cause, about getting our rights restored back in the state, I am so tired of dealing with these fucking babies and their personalities, okay? We couldn't even get them all to commit on the shirt. Each group had a problem with one or two of the groups on the shirt, okay? It's like planning your first wedding and you decide who's going to sit with who.
And you wonder why Obama and Bloomberg are winning.
Correct. So okay. I am calling out ANJRPC, NRA, NJ2AS, C4SNJ, and CNJFO. This will be moderated by me, Saw, and Willett, and Sandy, obviously, Berardi here. We will set it up. I'll buy 25 more microphones. We'll do it in a big room. Ron will probably let us do it up at his place.
Yeah,
okay? I want to do something like a 2 or 3 hour special. I want all these groups there because I have a list of questions. I'm going to put them on the spot. So who in these Second Amendment groups
is
has the balls to come on to this
show? Yeah, right.
That's okay,
exactly
you guys think it's a great idea?
Yeah,
yes.
Great idea.
Okay,
this is probably the biggest thing that's happened for us, this expose. How can we not come together on this?
Correct. No, right. Because who wants credit? Who doesn't want credit? Who thinks they're doing it right? Who thinks it's doing it wrong? They should do it this way. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah. I don't give a shit anymore, mm-hmm. all right? I don't mm-hmm. care. In another year, we're going to have Steve Sweeney or Stephen Fulop as our governor, and we are
and
not
Loretta
gonna
Weinberg.
Have, and Loretta Weinberg. We're not going to have Christie, as moderate as he may be. Yesterday, the Senate, failed to override Christie's veto of the mental health thing.
Again.
Mm. Okay, again. They're going to try one more time January 11th, and then it'll be dead. They missed it by 8 votes. A couple of Republicans crossed the aisle that did it last time again, so trading bastards. So
well, why don't we let everybody know who those Republicans were so you can make a phone call if you are in their district?
Go on ANJRPC's website, ANJRPC, and they're all listed there. I have the article here, but I don't feel like reading it because I'm pissed off about this. So who was it? CNJFO, C4SNJ, NJ2AS, ANJRPC, and NRA.
That's a lot of letters.
Okay.
It's sort of like alphabet soup.
Five organizations. Could you imagine? Now, I've been in this game since the 90s, and I remember when ANJRPC hated the Coalition of New Jersey Sportsmen. They had a round yellow logo. Most of you are too young or you weren't into the game to know that. Remember? They didn't talk, and because they didn't talk in 92, Florio got a lot of assault weapons ban stuff through. So here we go again. So I'm calling all of you bitches out. Are you afraid of a bunch of girls? Get your asses on the show.
I like that.
And you too.
It's a warning. We're coming back.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal
with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
The United States of America is the one advanced nation on Earth in which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws, even in the face of repeated mass kills. But this is something we should politicize.
Come out, Obama, and lecture us now. There's been another mass shooting in another small town. Politicize it while the blood is still fresh on the ground. So start pounding that podium and give that same old speech that you always give, pushing the same old liberal anti-gun narrative. But you can be 100% positive that when a crazy person shoots someone, you know Obama's gonna blame the gun. That's what he does.
You know, how apropos. I will read the commercial in a second, but I got an email from Roger Yonkin, who's been a longtime listener, and he wrote, President Obama is the leader of ISIS, you stated? What the hell is the matter with you? I am not going into why this was so hateful and un-American.
Hateful
Simply
bastard
put,
you are.
I will not listen to nor support you, including financially, in the future. You must be working for ISIS since this is exactly what they want you to do. You will own a little piece of the next spate of killings here in our nation. Well, sorry you think that way, Roger, but today Obama came out and said that he didn't react strongly enough after the Paris attacks. I consider Obama the great enabler. He will not even say radical Islamic terrorism as the leader of the free nation. So that's my opinion. Tough shit if you don't like it. Unfortunately, a few hundred million people agree with me. So that's the way it is.
Well,
now,
can we talk a little bit about this? Because one of the things that you hear constantly from people who really don't pay too much attention to what's going on is, this is not a conventional war in the sense, we may call it the war on terror, but we are fighting two diametrically opposed battles. One happens to be a holy war.
He loves big words, but go ahead.
One happens to be a holy war, and that's what ISIS is fighting. ISIS is not fighting a conventional war. They really believe that, not going too deeply into this because, you know, eyes will glaze over, but they're fighting a caliphate, and they're fighting it because the way Christians believe that there is a an end times in the Quran and in the Hadith, there is also an end times prophecy. In order to bring about their savior, the Mahdi, there has to be, and I'm sort of paraphrasing here, the world of infidels, blood will flow from all over the world from infidels. It is brought about by chaos. If you want to look at it from a Christian, non-Christian perspective, for the Christians out there, this is the Antichrist prophecy. So, in a sense, whatever you believe as a Christian, this is the Antichrist. And everything is upside down. You cannot fight people who want to die. They want to goad us into World War III, which I happen to believe has already begun. We've been fighting this weird proxy war between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, well, Russia, soon to be the Soviet Union again, for quite a while now. ISIS, I agree with you, Anthony, ISIS is a spawn of the Obama administration. This is what people don't understand, what Benghazi was really all about. we have been allowing ISIS to exist. We empowered, literally empowered ISIS and gave birth to ISIS to fight Al-Qaeda. These were the so-called moderate rebels that we were empowering in Syria to fight Al-Qaeda. Unfortunately, Obama didn't realize that this was going to get so far out of hand. When Benghazi took place, the CIA, the director of that particular embassy was a CIA operative. He was the guy who was brokering the weapons back and forth. If you notice that last jet that was shot down, the you know, with the, between Russia and Turkey, when Russia came to rescue their pilots, that helicopter was shot down by an American TOW missile. They didn't get that at Walmart.
No.
So I agree with you. And yes, if you do pay attention, unfortunately, Anthony and I, especially, I have to pay a lot of attention to this because this is what we do for a living. You know, we have to be on top of the and go deeply involved into these types of topics. What you're being fed in the actual news and is propaganda. I agree with you 100%. And yes, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you know, I'll defend that. And it's rare that, you know, you and I defend each other, but
yeah, I hate you.
That's true.
Now we got rid of Sherry and Sandy, and now we have Gail and Jen.
We literally locked them out of the studio.
Two more ladies that are active in the SAW group. I met Gail a few years ago and Jen probably 2 years ago. Let me ask you guys, say hello, by the way.
Hi.
Hello.
You're supposed to hello, by the way.
Since Obama has taken the helm with this, do you guys feel safer in public places?
Oh, God, no.
Do you feel safer in a mall, Jen, with your kids right now? Like,
absolutely not. Not even at school.
Not even
when I pick them up and drop them off.
I would be terrified if I had school-age kids. Breslin? Right now.
Yeah,
I would be terrified.
You would actually be surprised the conversations I end up having in the parking lot when I wait to pick them up.
With other parents?
Yep.
Well, tell us about what are some of the conversation minutes?
Even as early as a year ago, there were a couple of moms who were like, no, I can't believe you take your kids shooting. My 9-year-old loves it. She would, if she finds out that I'm here right now,
she'd have a fit.
She's, why didn't you take me out of school?
They're a pisser, too, or two kids. How old are they?
They're nine and ten. They'll be in February and January are their birthdays. So.
Cool.
But the one mom in particular, she has a fourth grader. And last year, she's like, no, no, no. Her husband's like, I want to go. I'm like, okay, you can come with us. It's fine. But she, 2 months ago, we were talking, and she's like, you know, maybe you're right.
Mm.
I said, come with me.
It's not her fault she's female.
No.
Well, it's interesting how you're starting to see certain turns. What I don't understand is how, from a progressive standpoint, why progressives are so adamant about defending radical Islam. You know, that it is just, we're making a big distinction between Muslims and Islam.
Yes.
Because there needs to be a big distinction.
But we
both have friends who are Muslim.
I have
who
plenty
absolutely
of Muslim friends.
Hate this.
But they should be more vocal.
Yes, they should be
the
more vocal.
And
we have this conversation all the time.
Talk about that.
The problem is that radical Islam will kill Muslims also, which they prove constantly with the Kurds.
Yep.
The Sunnis and the Shias.
Well, they all hate each other.
They all hate.
Well, Margaret Thatcher, Golda Meir says, we will not have peace with the Muslims until they love their children more than they hate us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I agree.
Right.
Gail, you live alone.
Yes.
Dog?
Yes.
Alarm system?
What kind of dog?
A little one.
Oh, okay.
All right, but it doesn't matter.
Right?
Does he bark when he hears people outside? He barks when he hears people at the door?
Okay. Yes.
So you, as someone who lives alone like I do with a dog, I have a 47-pound dog,
right.
a gun is an option for you, right? You're going to wait for the police? Average response time is 9 minutes.
Absolutely not. I know I can't.
And if there was another Hurricane Sandy or a civil unrest, doesn't it feel good to know you have a gun and a couple of boxes of ammo should you have to use it?
It feels wonderful. To me, it's self-empowering, knowing that at least I have a chance.
See? At least I have a chance.
Right.
Listen, somebody's trying to break into your house and you announce you have a gun, I would say 99% of the time they're going to break and run from there. If they tested you and you shot through the door, then they're going to know, oh, shit, she meant really business.
Has a gun.
And also, you know, we teach, like, our use of force classes. You guys, being female, you're already at an advantage because of what's known as disparity of force. By being a woman, it helps justify you using a higher level of force in the force multiplier. So where a guy, they might say, well, it was a young guy, why didn't you wrestle the knife from his hand or something? With women, it's not a question. Jen, with a 9 and 10 year old, to say that I had my kids behind the bed and I was kneeling with my elbows on the bed facing the bedroom door, and I announced 10 times, don't come in, I have a gun. And then he opens the door and she shoots him. That's a nice defensive case to have there. So with men, it's a little more difficult. But you, as being female, again, it's not your fault you're female, like the cop said. But it can help you in situations like that. And I commend you guys. I mean, Jen is here at every meetup. Okay?
Come on, my husband was me at the Girl Scout meeting on Sunday so I could be here.
He went to the Girl Scout meeting.
He was me at the Girl Scout meeting.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
That's what we want. Yeah. But so both perspectives. So do you have a plan in your house, Dale?
Yes, I do. I put one into effect in my head.
Okay, that's all you need.
I've even practiced it with the dog because I want the dog to know
what's happening.
Sure. Where I'm moving. And she does it with me.
And most people factor it in, like, I'm going to be in my bedroom when it happens, but you probably spend 80% of your time
somewhere else
in that house.
I'm usually not.
Correct.
So,
and you have to have that plan.
I do.
Good.
My husband passed away within a year of that happening. I became involved in firearms, partly out of interest, but mostly to protect myself.
It's the ultimate force multiplier, far as I'm concerned, because, you know, a couple of shitbags coming to your front door or in the middle of night or something, it's a strong situation
that you have
to deal with.
It's very common now, too, during the day, too. Like Anthony says, the majority of home invasions are happening not in the middle of the night. They're happening during the day.
And I'm home during the day.
We had an issue. George was coming home from work to pick me up, and the girls, we were coming here. The range bags were in the kitchen. There was only one way into my apartment, up the stairs into the kitchen. Mm. Range bags were there. We were waiting to leave. We go downstairs. There's 9 cop cars outside. 2 houses down, a guy broke in and startled the woman in her kitchen.
While she was home.
There's a lot of that going on now.
And this is what we have to worry about. Right. Now, again, you know, predators look for prey. So if I'm on, and most of the time, Gail, if something's going to happen, it's going to be someone that knows you or have seen you.
Right.
It's very rare it's going to be a random thing. It's like, we always talk about, it's the 23-year-old kid that lives home with his parents. He's in the basement getting high all day. And he sees your routine. And he's going to wait at bay for you because he knows that you live alone.
Right.
When we come back, I want to talk about this some more. Okay.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
I hate Christmas music. And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric wrote a book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know live within a 30-mile radius of Waldorf Family Chiropractic, please check him out. If not, support him, send him a thank you, or send him a gift basket or something. I don't care. Just let him know that you're supporting those that support us. So, Gail, getting back into it, he's watching you, and he sees that you go to Pathmark every Tuesday. If you were Jewish and religious, he'd wait for you to go to synagogue on a Friday night and break into your house and rob it.
Right.
And we talked about not having an alarm. Just go on Amazon.com tonight and buy a couple of alarm stickers. Okay? Buy alarm stickers and buy video, you're being recorded stickers. It's going to spend about $3. The shipping is going to be more than that. Right. Put them on your front window and back window, because now all the amateurs are just going to rob the house next door. People don't realize it's just that easy. Another thing to do, Jen, your house, your daughters share a bedroom?
Yes.
You need to put a deadbolt lock high up on their bedroom door. You need a deadbolt lock on your bedroom door. You hear something in the middle of the night, you can go into your daughter's room, close the door, and slide that deadbolt over, and now you've just created a safe room with them. Because you got to worry about, you got to go to them, because there's a chance you might not be able to grab them, cross the hallway, and get them into your bedroom.
And we're actually at the end of the hallway. Their room is first.
There's closer to the stairs.
Yes.
So what you'd want to do is, if you were disrupted, woke up, you'd want to go forward, go into their room, lock the door, have them go on the floor behind the bed and just wait in place. And what I say is, I see you have an iPhone. You'd put it on hands-free. You dial 911. The first thing you'd say is your address, 2 times clear and concise, because our 911 call system's not designed for cell phones.
Yeah.
Your address ain't going to pop up. You'd put the phone on the bed, on hands-free, and you can kneel down and put your elbows on the bed, because you're going to be tremoring, and you have your gun trained to the bedroom door, and you announce, don't come any closer, I have a gun. Okay?
Absolutely. We actually have a plan in place with the kids for that.
Okay. That's what I want to hear.
They know that the furthest we can retreat is my room.
Okay.
They know to go to my side of the bed, it's the hardest to get to. I'll be on Daddy's side of the bed. They get my phone. That's their job.
Gotcha. Now, you got to get 2 gun-for-hire light sticks on me before you leave.
Okay.
And you have your husband make 2 spare front door keys, and you have him buy 2 eye hooks from Home Depot. And in your daughter's bedroom closet, you're going to put an eye hook way up high with a spare key attached to a light stick. And in your bedroom closet, you're going to do the same thing. So whichever room is your safe room, when you're in there, George is not home, let's say, you're in that bedroom with your 2 kids, and you're on the phone with the police. When the police come, are you going to go downstairs and open the door for them?
No.
Okay, so now you're going to open a bedroom window, crack the light stick, and throw the key out, and let the police come up. When the police announce they're on the landing, that's when you make your gun safe, secured, because you don't want your daughters to have access to it during the melee. And from that point on, you would take whatever the police's orders are at that point on. Gail, same thing with you. If there's a room on the first floor where you spend 90% of your time, or 2 rooms, a bathroom, a utility room, deadbolt lock.
Right.
Okay? And then your bedroom, the same thing. Now, Gail, I live alone. I sleep with my bedroom door locked.
I do, too.
Okay, good. A lot of people don't do that, but what happens is, why do police do raids 3, 4 o'clock in the morning? You're in your deep sleep. They break the front door down. They come up to the top of the stairs, put the gun in your face, then you wake up. It's too late now once you've heard it, okay?
Right.
So now they break in. You hear it. You start to wake up. They run up the stairs. Your bedroom door's locked. Now it gives you some time to respond, okay? So these are little things that you need to think about. We have 2 different scenarios here. We have a husband and we have kids, and we have a woman with just her dog. So again, you have to visualize in mindset your house, your layout, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a bad idea. You guys do the MACE courses and Lipstick Bodyguard. Jen, even with your young daughters, if you Velcro a can of MACE or Lipstick Bodyguard and put it on the door frame over your front door and over your back door, somebody comes to the house and they're giving you a hard time and they're trying to come in or something, just spray them, some bitches.
It's right there.
You don't have to leave the door. You don't have to leave the door to go and find it, right? Yeah. So little things like that can be quite helpful. I sleep with my cell phone at night on a charger.
Old school
people, they leave their phone in the kitchen or in their car, their cell phone, okay? I don't even have a home phone anymore. I live in a hotel, but I used to have a hardwired home phone.
Yeah, I don't
but
have
I,
home
you don't have, anybody in this room have a home phone still?
We have one, but it's through the The internet?
Cable.
Yeah. But that's Me definitely too. Not coming up 911. They tell you that when you sign up for that.
Right.
Internet phones, the voice over IP is coming up at Comcast's main headquarters or something.
Yeah, someplace that's in where they Garden send City, the New York. Yeah.
So, Gail, what do you keep for your home defense firearm?
My Smith & Wesson M&P.
What caliber?
9.
I love
Very
that.
Nice. I like that.
You have two extra magazines? Two?
I have three.
You have three. Oh, my God. I love her. You have flashlight?
Yes, I have a flashlight.
Should be over 150 lumens, by the way, your flashlight. Because 150
The one
lumens,
that Anthony talked about last
the
week.
The Phoenix PD-22. That's 190 lumens.
It's this big. You have it with you?
No, I don't. It's in my office. I empty my pockets when I come to work because everybody's trying to shake me down. Jen, you have a flashlight in your bedroom?
Absolutely. It's a maglight with a 6D cells.
Oh, she has one for crushing skulls.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. That's a cover.
If they get that far,
no, officer, this is a flashlight.
I have the same one.
Yeah. If you hold that by the bulb end and strike somebody, you will break their forearm. And if you hit them in the head, they will have a permanent drool.
Wasn't that the point if they broke into my house?
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
The point, and we want you to have that.
To stop the threat.
Gail, same thing with the light sticks. You need to have
them.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, you should have them. Right. Would you want to go downstairs and open the door? You know what I mean?
No, I never thought of that. That's a good idea.
The cops are like, well, we're downstairs. Can you come let them out? Break the door down.
That'll be my answer. The landlord will fix it.
Exactly. I'm not tiptoeing my ass.
Call the fire
downstairs.
Department with that Jaws of Life shit, because I ain't coming downstairs.
So I'm glad that you guys are active and honing your firearm skills, because a lot of people, male and female, will just buy a gun, shoot it once, and then put it in a case.
Very common. Very bad, bad idea.
Then they're not comfortable with it. And if you're not comfortable with it, you're not going to use it.
And anybody who is comfortable with a firearm will recognize that immediately. And predators are they're constantly using firearms. If you're standing there and shaking, don't come near me, I have a gun. You know, like the orange cop says, I'm going to come take it away from you.
Yes. Now, have either one of you ever had people tell you, aren't you afraid someone's going to take it from you and use it against you?
Yes.
Right? Don't you hate that shit?
With a passion, I hate it.
Go ahead, try and take it.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
That's the first thing that popped into my head when we saw that video, right? I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
What I want all women to start thinking, and we'll start with you two, the next time somebody says to you, male or female, aren't you afraid someone will take it away from you? Look at them and go, do I look like a pussy to you? Okay? Nice. Just ask them that question.
Women can say that?
Why
not? Yeah. We're not calling anything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Call you a pussy. Call you lots of other names that I probably shouldn't say.
Nice. Very good. Good.
That's what we teach the girls, too.
Yeah.
See, now, her
Very
girls...
Very important.
By taking the mystery out of guns...
Yes.
God forbid, when her girls go to a neighbor's house... There's no mystery. They don't need to go rooting around looking for guns at little Timmy's house or something. They already said, my mom and dad take us shooting all the time.
And if somebody finds one, they know what to do with it to make it safe.
Correct. Too many people have their head in the sand when it comes to that, and they just pray nothing will happen, and that's not always what happens.
When we're here, Dorothy won't shoot unless there's an adult behind her in the port. If she's lucky enough to have her hands on a revolver, because that's what she really wants, she will not put that last bullet in until someone is there behind her.
Very good.
So, yeah, she was trained?
Yeah.
And every time that finger is indexed after every single shot.
Daylight savings time is when you change the batteries and everything, your reflash lights and your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. Twice a year is when you should have an emergency drill in your house, as well as a fire drill. Is your bedroom on the second floor?
Everything is on the second and third floor.
You should have George go to Home Depot and buy a first alert fire ladder. They're $50. Gail, you too. You should have one in your bedroom under your bed. It comes in a red bag. You throw it out the window. It clips onto the window frame, and you can
get down.
180 pounds ago, I couldn't use one. I'd get on it, would go, it would just break. I'd go down with a zipper. But now I can go down one. But they're worth it. They're money in the bank. They're literally $55 first alert fire ladders. It's
what do you do now
that
you're in a penthouse now?
I'm on the fourth floor.
You're screwed then. You go out on the balcony and cry
systems.
Like a girl?
I just get a bar of soap.
Don't bend over with that.
I wait for the sprinkler to go on and get my rubber ducky out and take care of from there.
That's very good.
So these are little tips that you really have to, you know, consider thinking about. Also, When you go and aim for targets, you guys, from a self-defense mindset, aim for the pelvic girdle. Don't aim for the center of mass, because the pelvic girdle, you can keep an eye on the person and their hands. And if you stitch up when you fire, the first shot will go in the pelvis, second shot will go in the center mass. Beautiful. Okay?
Yeah.
We like that.
Instead of shooting.
So practice with the Lorena Bobbitt shots, guys.
That's the place you aim for anyway. You know, maim them if you ain't going to kill them.
Nice.
I'm going to speak in a high voice for a while.
All right, you two are out.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Music. I hate Christmas music. This segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, Philadelphia Firearms Training. Jose Morales, who posts our show every Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or whenever the hell he remembers. Philadelphia Firearms Training, aka PhillyGunTraining.com. Please support those who support us. Couple of other things. 7 pickups for Toys for Tots. I want to thank everybody that donated.
Wow.
Last Sunday, we got $601 in donations.
Nice.
I ripped out my wallet and took out another $601. And Jimmy and the guys went to Target and Toys R Us and bought another $1,200 worth of gifts.
Wow.
And we called the Marines up, and they picked up another shitload of Toys for Tots for kids that don't have anything this year. So I want to thank everybody that donated. While opening your heart here and talking, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to John Petrolino. His idea was to get the 2A groups together the same night Sherry and I had the discussion. So thank you, John. Also, I just want to say on Saturday, January 9th, from 10 to 4, Pitter Patter Puppy House is going to be here with pet adoptions, okay? Pitter Patter Puppy House has a Facebook page.
Say that
three
times fast.
PitterPatterPuppy.org. They are going to be here. They're going to have a bunch of dogs for people to touch and feel. So, again, open your hearts. If anybody wants a dog after the holidays, it'll be January 9th. This was Winston's idea, by the way.
Are they all?
So,
well, he's a social.
So we're going to have him here. Two more guests we have on the show.
Yes,
two more SAW group members. We have Michelle and Bernadette. Okay, thank you, ladies, for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Bernadette seems to be at every SAW meetup. She's very active on Facebook, too. I heard that she has a shopping carriage and 31 cats as well. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Shopping carriage.
And Michelle comes to a bunch of the events, and she's extremely active on the Facebook page as well as the SAW group and one of the 2A groups I called out. I think you're volunteering for,
right? I am. Yep, CNJFO. Okay.
So make sure they get the message.
I will.
Okay, so this should be fun. So Bernadette, you raised kids because I met a bunch of your daughters, and they're almost in my age group, but 30s probably. Don't want to insult them. I'm only 33 again this year. So you have a gun, you keep a gun at home?
Always.
Are you alone? You live alone?
Yes.
Okay.
I got my first gun just before I got divorced, and at that time we didn't have gun for hire, so mm-hmm. it was what I taught the kids, but there was always a gun in my home.
That's good.
It was always in my bedroom, which had a key locked door. If I wasn't in my room, the door was locked. The girls couldn't get in. And the girls never came into my room without knocking.
It's a different world back then because you put the fear of God in them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And Michelle, what's your situation at home with the...
We got a bunch of guns at home. Okay. They're all in our bedroom. My daughter, who's 28, she has her own firearm in her room, in her safe. Hmm. So, you know, we're ready. We're ready.
Same thing. So you were listening to the early segments about how to be prepared a little bit more. I give you some hints there. Free light sticks for everybody. Grab some on the way out. I'll get Cy or Kenny to get them. Bernadette, I see you very active in a group. You've been bringing a lot of new faces into the group, as well as your daughters and a lot of other women. You seem to be having a lot of fun with the camaraderie here, and I really appreciate that. And that was the whole thing why I wanted to be a part of the SOG group and host them here. So I want to commend you for getting out there. You know, you say each one, reach one, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette doesn't stop. That's for sure. Correct?
Well, that's the key to it all.
Absolutely. Correct? Absolutely. And they just love it. And these are girls who... weren't too keen on shooting.
On the fence.
But the more they saw the Facebook posts, I guess it looked a little more inviting to them. They're coming in droves.
That's great. That's great. And Michelle, I mean, you and your husband, it's your husband, right?
Yep.
I can say that. You never know today. Him and I, we competed in the Spartan race. He was also one, and she was there rooting us on. And she's going to be competing in this year's Spartan race or something, I think, right?
Yeah,
not
no.
me. Oh, no. I didn't think so.
No.
Well, we got to see Chris Ames at a sheepdog event earlier this week. Chris, how are you? 18 days ago was the first time he put pressure on his foot, the one who broke his ankle
during
the Spartan race.
Ooh.
Okay, 18 days ago.
Wow.
That's how long it's been since he got. That's why I'll never do another Spartan race.
Yeah, no,
so, do you and Jamie, you have a plan?
We do have a plan, you know. I just can't get my dog on board. I don't
no.
know what to do about that. She's real lazy.
She's lazy, but does she perk up if there's somebody in a driveway or walking?
Okay. She's got a mouth.
That's important. You know, I tell a story where I was married once and my dog started barking 3:00 in the morning and my wife told the dog to shut up. And I turned, I'm like, oh, no, you shut up. He's barking at 3:00 in the morning.
Something's wrong.
And I went out. What happened was our back bedroom. I went through a front bedroom and it was a car in front of the house running. The guy had the interior light on. He was texting. My dog was throttling, you know, because he heard somebody in the front. It was probably mm-hmm. 80 feet away. So some people don't know that. You know, Sandy calls it normalcy bias. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, shut up. No, not shut up. The dog is barking 3:00 in the morning. He or she just gave you serious advanced warning
right.
That's
that
right.
many people don't have. Why do you think so many kings and emperors always had a dog on the right and a dog on the left
mm-hmm.
when they sat on their throne? Because if somebody
dog
was coming
knows.
To kill them,
yep.
the dog would perk up 20 minutes before a mere mortal would. So do you have a dog, Bernadette, or no?
No, I do not. But
you live alone?
Yes, I do.
So you have a good plan? You feel comfortable and confident?
Absolutely. I have an alarm system. I have security cameras.
You sleep with the alarm system on at night? Perimeter alarm?
Absolutely.
Do you have a keypad in your bedroom?
Yes.
Okay, good. We talk about that all the time, Michelle. Keypad in your bedroom is nice because before you go to bed at night, you can set perimeter. The other thing is you can hit the panic buttons from your bedroom.
Yes.
You don't have to go downstairs.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. You press the police and fire or the emergency together. It's just a great investment. Most alarm installers will charge, like the keypad is $75, and they'll charge like another $100 to install it while they're doing your system. It's a great thing to do. Another thing is an ambush code. Do you have an ambush code? See, I'm going to teach you something
okay.
today. She thought she was going to be a smart ass and get over on me today. Ambush code goes way back from jewelry stores and stuff. If your alarm code is 1234, tell your alarm guy you want to put an ambush code in. It might be your code backwards. What happens is you go to your front door or your garage, you go to shut the alarm off, and I put a gun to your head. And I say, shut the alarm off and let me in, bitch.
Okay.
Right? You put the panic code in. It shuts the alarm off, but it sends a signal to the central station that you've been ambushed. And they'll call the police without calling your house up, and they'll dispatch the police that there's maybe a hostage situation or something going on. So it's called an ambush code.
Fabulous.
So, yeah, it's a good thing to program into an alarm system. I believe it's a necessity today because people are going to watch you. Again, right. You know, you're over 50. Right. You live alone.
I am not.
You're about 50. You live alone. People are going to watch you and they're going to look for you. Again, it could be the random guy, Michelle, but most likely it's premeditated. Yeah. And predators look for prey. That's their job.
And we have jobs. We have a life. We go about our daily routine. Right. And their job is to watch our daily routine and see how they can interrupt it.
Correct. So what's your favorite gun, Michelle? What's your go-to gun to shoot?
I like the M&P Smith & Wesson 9mm. I got a 22.
It's a beautiful trigger. I think the M&P has a better trigger than the Glock, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I like it.
It has a more tactile feel to me, although the Glock is the most popular gun, 80% to 20%
I just like the two stages of the trigger.
Yeah, the M&P has a nice trigger. Yeah. And Bernadette, what do you got?
My home defense weapon is 38 air weight.
Okay, see, I'm a revolver guy, too. Five-shot air weight?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one you put the new grips on, the round butt?
Yes, and I love it. Feels so much better.
Yeah, well, because now you have a nice cushioned grip.
Yes.
Because those wood grips were designed. She had an air weight with wooden grips that was designed for carry. And the reason you had wooden grips is you had an exposed back strap, made the gun smaller, and the wood wouldn't have any drag against clothing or anything. So now she put a comfortable, cushiony grip on. They're pink, right?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay, you got black?
Yeah.
Black, but they would stick to your clothing or whatever, but now it's not going to be as painful shooting that gun. See, now I like a snub-nose revolver. A, they don't jam. B, you don't have to worry about limp wristing, failure to feed, nervously dropping the magazine. The other thing that's nice about a shorter revolver is she's a female and has less upper body strength than most men have. There's not a lot of gun for me to wrestle from her.
Right.
Okay, it's not a 4 or 6 inch barrel gun where I can get some leverage and twist it from her if it ended up that way. That little gun, if I grab that stub nose, if she squeezes the trigger, I'm probably going to let go.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, even if she doesn't shoot me, it's going to get awfully hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I like a snub nose revolver. Also, from a female perspective, she's holding that gun close to her body with a cell phone. There's not much protruding from the front of her, so it's nice. I get people all the time, I want a shotgun for home defense. Bernadette, you come out of your bedroom with that shotgun, I will grab that gun and throw you, you know? Right. So, and a shotgun requires really two hands. I say a shotgun for you guys is a nice second line of defense. For you to have a 20-gauge shotgun and a case of ammo locked up is a beautiful thing because if there was ever civil unrest or something, you know you have that.
Right.
You know, yes, Jen.
That's what I have.
That's what Jen has. She's badass. So, Michelle, you and Jamie have gone through a plan. You got flashlights and everything set up.
I have cute little baskets hanging in every room with flashlights in them.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool.
That's a great idea.
It's a decorative sort of thing.
It's decorative for me and, you know, functional for everybody.
Wow. Power goes off.
Yep.
And you can just grab a flashlight.
I always have one.
I'm at work now, but I always have a flashlight in my pocket. I walk the dog with a flashlight all the time. Yeah. It's a great tool.
I got one in my purse.
Yeah, when you walk the dog, you know, you can use it. You can blind somebody momentarily just zapping them in the face with a thumb stock flashlight.
And you know, when I go shopping, I keep my pepper spray in my pocket when I walk through the parking lot.
Of your dominant side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always want to be dominant side because in a situation you should blade your body and put your non-dominant hand up to create space.
Yep.
Like, and then you can spray with the dominant side.
Because people don't really think of that, but parking lot's the worst place to be, especially now.
Oh, especially now. The crime is rampant right now.
Crazy.
They're out Christmas shopping.
Yeah, or Christmas stealing.
That's exactly. What about you? Do you like malls, Bernadette, or no?
I hate malls.
Me too.
I love concerts, but I'm afraid of the Garden anymore or any of these big venues. My granddaughters love concerts, and I panic when they go. This Christmas, I did buy each.
It's not an invalid fear.
No. I bought the grandkids tactical pens for Christmas.
Nice.
Pepper sprays. And I hope that they'll be able to come and take the pen class.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter will let them take First Steps pistol once she becomes more comfortable.
How old are the grandchildren?
One is going to be 18 in February, and she'll be going off to college in September. So I want her to have all the self-defense that we can possibly give her before she leaves.
Ladies, I want to thank you for being on the show. Michelle, I love the basket idea. I'm stealing it.
Okay.
Knappen's book, the knife book, is in stock, as well as the gun book. The Saw Group, what's the website, ladies?
SawShootingClub.com.
Nice. SawShootingClub.com. Also, remember January 9th, we are going to have puppies and dogs here for adoption. Open your heart, you bastards. Active Shooter Seminar, January 4th. I think Mike Kelly from The Record is going to be here, that anti-gun liberal bastard. That should be fun. You'll get to see me sissy slap him. January 11th, Holsters Raw Class. Low Light, No Light, January 25th. Use of Force, February 22nd. Urban Shotgun, February 1st. I want to thank the Saw Group for being a part of Gun for Hire and all of you ladies for being on the show. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, Three Kings. Did I forget anything?
Boxing Day.
Yeah, very okay. Important. Boxing Michelle, day. Thank you. Say goodbye to everybody, please. Close the show up for us.
Thank everybody for listening and have a nice holiday.
Nice holiday.
Bernadette, what about you?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Anthony, for having us and
thank you.
Hosting our group here. It's a fabulous place.
We love you guys. Sherry, you lied. You told me Bernadette had a shopping carriage and 31 cats.
All right, Winston, say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thank you.
Attaboy. We love you guys. See you next week.
Thanks for having us on.
Yes, let me get light sticks for you guys since I planted the seed in everybody's head.